Welcome, everybody, to Portal to Ascension Radio. This is your host, Neil Gore, the founder of Portal to Ascension, and I'm so glad and excited to be here with you all. This is the first broadcast of our radio show, of our podcast, and I've created a few different Portal to Ascension radio shows in the past, you know, just for a temporary amount of time, just like a couple of months. I never really kept it consistently, and because of popular demand and just my need and want to really convey more information and awareness that we already share on Portal to Ascension, but take it to an exponential level, I've decided to really invest the time now into this podcast, into Portal to Ascension Radio, and you guys are now here at the beginning of something that is literally going to be providing so much awareness, so much information, that it's going to basically, it's designed to help your mind get blown in every single moment, because the truth is deeper than most may realize, and the rabbit hole goes so deep. What I want to do with this channel here is we're going to start out with showcasing some of our presentations and interviews that we've had with speakers in the past. But just recently, in October of 2020, just about a month and a half ago now, we did the third Portal to Ascension conference, which was online this time, 5 days. We had 50 speakers, 17 MCs, three panels, which included the extraterrestrial disclosure panel, the divine feminine panel, and the experiencer panel. And actually, there were four panels, actually, and we had the Ascension panel. Some of the most high-level revolutionary minds in the entire planet. It was a feat to put on. We did it for free or by donation. 8,600 people signed up for it, and it really was like something that fueled my soul so much that I'm going to be taking it into the future with me, really helping me just feel, you know, good about life. The empowerment, the inspiration that we all got on that conference, the download we received was epic. So what we've been doing is putting this out on our YouTube channel every single day, one of the interviews. Even though we went live on those days, we've been putting out an interview every single day on our YouTube from this conference, which equals 50. And right now we're like in the middle of it, and it's going to keep going into January. So please do go ahead and check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/portaltoascension and youtube.com/portaltoascension, or just Google Portal to Ascension. You'll find us, and go ahead and subscribe over there, and you can take a look at, you know, these interviews that are coming out, plus a lot of other content that we're putting out all the time. But on top of that, I am going to be getting the interviews from our conference that we just did and putting them here as the first 50 podcasts that we're going to be having on Portal to Ascension, plus or minus a few, 52, 48, I'm not too sure. So I'm going to be putting them out here, but in the beginning, I'll be coming on and giving a download of what you're about to experience, talking about who the person is, why we're working with them, our history with them, and then we're going to go boom right into the interview. So you're going to have 50 to 60 different individuals with revolutionary content coming now every single day for the next 50 days. So that's how we're going to be starting this podcast, starting it with a huge bang and a download that is going to be lasting from 2020, December. We're in December 2020 right now. I am recording this on December 9th, 2020, going for the next couple of months. So we're going to be going until, like, what is that, January something? January 9th, February 9th, roundabout. So this is download is really here to inspire and impact thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people. It's already gone out on multiple platforms multiple times. So now we're putting it on this podcast to get it out to other people, other audiences. And really, this information is designed to inform us about, you know, not only our ancient history, our true origins of humanity, and the new archaeological sites that we're discovering, but also, is there any truth to our spiritual nature, the frequency and vibration of who we are? What are these ancient texts that we're discovering talking about? And then how do we connect that to science with the emerging field of quantum physics that is exploring the unknown, the subatomic world, everything below an atom? Then we're realizing that we're all vibration, and we're interconnected on an unprecedented level that we can't even perceive. Or that is why we do what we do at Portal to Ascension. If you guys do want to support us, you can, and you can go to our Patreon. We're trying to build that up right now, and I got to tell you what recently happened. On the day of the conference, on the second day of the 5-day conference, October 5th, I think it was, of 2020, we got deplatformed from Facebook. My entire account got deleted. And then 2 weeks later, my entire Portal to Ascension Instagram got deleted. And I guess thousands of other conscious platforms have also been deleted on the same exact days that I was, including many of the speakers that we work with. And so now we don't have the reach that we used to have. And, you know, even though I had my grievances with big tech and social media companies, we still utilized it to really get information out to the masses. And being censored and told that we basically can't put out information anymore, that kind of doesn't sit well with me. So that's another reason why we're doing the podcast here. We're redesigning our website. We're making it big. We're asking people to get onto our Patreon and support us, patreon.com/portaltoascension, so that we can continue doing this work. Or just go to our website, portaltoascension.org. We're doing many events. And if you don't know, maybe I should take a step back. I haven't told everybody here because a lot of you might be new to us. If you don't know who Portal to Ascension is, my name is Neil again, and I am the founder of Portal to Ascension. I founded Portal to Ascension in around 2008. In 2006, Portal to Ascension was a Facebook group called 2012 Consciousness, Mind, Evolution, and Presence. And then I shifted that over a couple years through a series of dreams that I had, and it finally became Portal to Ascension. When the name became Portal to Ascension, I began doing small meditation events that soon became big events, tours up and down the coast, spiritual tours and sound healing, informational tours, including on ancient history and extraterrestrials and the prospects of UFOs existing, working with people from ancient aliens. And this was around 2010, 2011. And the events became a little bigger and bigger until 2012, where we did our first huge conference called the Cosmic Reunion Conference. And then in 2013, we did the second conference, Cosmic Reunion Fourth Density. After that point, we really did hit a milestone and began creating more and more events. I went from maybe one event a month to right now in December 2020, going into January of 2021, I am at around 110 events a year, which includes tours to places such as the Yucatan, other tours with people such as James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy, who we basically create events for and take them around the U.S. doing tours for, speaker tours, other speaker tours with Michael Tellinger, Billy Carson, you know, various speakers that I've worked with in the past, and then sometimes just individual events with different speakers or all-day conferences. Then also retreats, like I said, you know, the retreat to the Yucatan is going to be a tour down there. And then also plant medicine retreats is something we're getting into pretty soon. And other types of retreats where we're going to go to places like Petra in 2021. And then also other small events like ancient history event at night, archaeological discoveries, the Easter Island somewhere in the U.S. at nighttime. And then our main events, which is about 80% of our entire business, is online university, Portal to Ascension, portaltoascension.org. Go to online events and check it out. And in there, we're working with hundreds of speakers, creating conferences, courses, webinars, solo workshops, intensives on every single conscious topic that I can think about or somebody approaches me with an idea of. And now we're just creating some amazing events. Just this weekend alone, we have two all-day conferences, one on Sacred Sites, which is an all-day conference with six presentations and eight ceremonies. And then we have plant medicine and psychedelic awareness on Sunday. And when you're listening to this, depending on when I get this out, those events may be over and you can still see the replays on our website. So before we get into the series of many presentations, including multiple panels that are going to come out on this podcast, please do, if you would like to support us, you can go to our Facebook page, which is still up. I'm not able to manage it. I have other people managing it. Portal to Ascension, / Portal to Ascension. You can go to my Instagram page, and I am MC Resonance, MC_Resonance. And I'm going to be doing some poetry, spoken word on these downloads as well, because I want to make it a variety show as well. I want to give diversity to the podcast. So not just these presenters, but different segments. Maybe I'll start out with, you know, an update, some news updates, what's going on in the world. And then we'll have the interview and then end with some spoken word and maybe even another guest coming on live. Who knows? So I'm just going with the flow of this all, and we're going to see where it goes. And I love you all for embarking on this journey with me. We are in for a beautiful ride into the realms of cosmic consciousness, into the far depths of space, down to Earth, grounding ourselves into Gaia herself, and connecting ourselves to all that is and downloading mad information, nonstop awareness, that be able to create heaven on earth, paradise on earth, once it's widely out there and accepted, you know, by everybody. These principles that we can live by so we can be connected to each other and the planet. And that's what it's really all about. So we're going to get into our first presenter of today. And his name is David Sarita, and he was actually the first presenter on the Portal to Ascension conference that took place last October. And the way I'm going to do this is I will actually go in order. So we're going to go day by day, and then when we're on the second day, I'll let you guys know. And you can follow along. You can even watch the videos on our YouTube. Again, youtube.com/portal to ascension. And check out our Patreon if you want to sign up for exclusive bonuses and other, you know, cool little gifts that we throw in for depending on what level you sign up on. So right now we're going into David Sarita, and he was interviewed by my really good friend Brandon Culleton from Paradigm Shift Central, who is another epic podcaster and information specialist, if you will, where he's really putting out some epic content that is helping inspire and empower thousands of people. David Sarita's first aspiration in life was to become an astronaut. In 1968, David and a friend witnessed a UFO along with hundreds of other witnesses. After this experience, David grew as a UFO enthusiast, never living in doubt of the phenomena that has swept the world since the Roswell incident in 1947. His interest in space, religion, philosophy, astronomy, and science led him on his career in related fields. He has worked deeply in high technology on environmental and humanitarian issues. As a professional photographer for over 20 years, he has studied world religion, science, physics, and paranormal psychology for over 25 years. In the 35 years of daily practice, David has discovered that it is by meditating with breath, harmonic ascension tones, deep relaxation awareness into the heart that brings true illumination of the mind and soul. This requires guidance and initiation. So let's get into David. Enjoy, guys.
My spiritual practice of meditation, breath work, and sound and frequency has been consistent every day for 45 years now. And I'm 59 years old in my 60th year. And I've really, really looked at multiple spiritual techniques and practices over the last 40 years. And I've studied with meditation masters from India. I've traveled to India, studied with the Dalai Lama. I practiced so many different techniques. And what's happening to me now is quite astounding, because there's this promise when these teachers come from the Far East of this incredible nirvana and bliss state. And if you're really honest with yourself and you're doing your spiritual practice, if you're not experiencing blinding bliss when you meditate, it's not quite happening yet. And I've done 10-day Vipassanas where you're meditating 12 hours a day. And I can tell you that by integrating a combination of breath work and very precise frequency harmonics and insight meditation, you can get to this state of consciousness, which happens to me every day now when I meditate. It only takes about 20 minutes, and there's so much ecstasy. And this is not just peace and feeling expansive love. There is so much blinding ecstasy that it's hard to even move my hand and even find my coffee cup. It's like somebody gave me the best pill in the universe, and yet nobody gave me a pill. I just doing these practices. And one of the things we lost in our, you know, the transfer of spiritual knowledge to the Western civilization is the function of a precisely measured temple. And when we understand that what causes, right behind me here, I have a frequency generator. This is a frequency generator, and it's a pretty expensive one. And we talk about raising our frequency, but we don't know what frequency. And I've determined from years of research that there are specific frequencies that are harmful to the body and the nervous system. There are certain frequencies that are absolutely beautiful and harmonic to the nervous system and beneficial to the meditation practice. And there's many frequencies that are highly disruptive. And in fact, if you look at the work of Rife and Rife frequencies, he's actually using frequencies that are disruptive to the virus. But that doesn't mean a frequency that's disruptive to a virus is beneficial for the healing and the harmonic state. Disruptive frequencies can be used to destroy and harm a virus, but it doesn't mean it's a frequency you want to have going through your body all the time. So what I've done is I've done real math, taking precise measurements of temples and calculating the frequencies in the temples in the same way that there is a quartz crystal. There's quartz crystals in this frequency box that, based on their size and dimensions, determines the frequencies that those crystal oscillators will generate. And it's the same thing on a larger scale with a temple, right? And before I go into the devices that I offer at davidsarita.co, I want to tell you about how profound very specific intervals and frequencies are, and why, if you can see this, for example, in the book of Ezekiel, this angel comes down holding a 6-cubit staff. And here's my staff, which is plugged in. It's actually plugged in to this frequency generator. And my amazing jeweler in Sedona, Fred, makes these for my customers. This has a huge ametrine in it. And I'll show you here on my meter here, as I get close to my staff, it's actually transmitting. And it's actually transmitting a very, very sacred, very specific frequency. And it was my theory that the staff of Moses and the staff of Isis, and if you go through all the ancient Egyptian pictographs, you're going to see all these gods and goddesses, kings and queens with their staff. And you'll notice it's not a piece of wood. It's straight. And it has a head on it. And if a staff is a conductor, and if you look at the Bible book of Numbers, God tells Moses to put a coiled serpent. And that's just a symbol, because a serpent is a coil, and as in a coiled snake. And as soon as you wrap a coil, this is a pure silver coil on my staff here, you essentially give birth to radio waves, therefore frequencies. So you have immediately created the fundamental radio component that Tesla invented, the Tesla coil. And so God's telling Moses to put a coil on a pole, which means the height of that pole determines its frequency. And in the Bible, I was looking, what would be, if I could know the height of the staff of Moses and the staff of all of the legendary gods and goddesses, I would know the frequency of God and the goddess. I would know that frequency, and therefore with my frequency box, I could dial it in and transmit it through my staff. But the height itself happens to be the proportion of its frequency. And you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. So when I was looking for this, and there are only two places in the Bible where it says that the staff lay in the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant is 1.5 by 1.5 by 2.5 cubits. And the book of Ezekiel confirms that God uses the royal cubit, which is a cubit and a handbreadth. And a lot of researchers have made a huge error there. And then I had to find the most accurate royal cubit to inches. That was not easy, because the Egyptian rulers, and there's only two or three of them we found, varied ever so slightly, which told me they didn't know. So I had to take the entire Great Pyramid mathematics in Peter Lemazurier's book, The Great Pyramid Decoded, and I had to find a length of a staff that resolved everywhere perfectly. And this one does. This one is measured with a precision laser at exactly 51.5125 inches, which comes to 4.29 feet. Now, guess what that means? If this is an antenna, which it is, it's a bioantenna, so that it's an extension of the human spine, and our bones are made of calcium. Calcium is a metal, therefore it's a conductor. Therefore, it can conduct frequencies. And if you look at calcium on the molecular scale, it's a cube. So calcium is a cube. In fact, when a human is cremated, most of our remains, over 90%, is calcium, which is cubic It's basically calcium and phosphorus. So yes, calcium is a metal. It's a white metal. So because we are conductive antennas ourselves, when we hold a pole, guess what? The wavelength of this staff is the height of the pole times 4. And all you do is take the speed of light in inches, resolved perfectly, which took me a year to do, divided by the wavelength, and you have the frequency of the staff of God and Isis. You'll see they all have the staff, and it all calibrates to the same height in the Egyptian petroglyphs. Why that height? Because guess why? The wavelength coming off the staff is 4 times its height. And I find that incredible that an antenna's wavelength is 4 times its height. But once you have, it took me years to figure this out. And I just found out my ex-business partner has now stolen my 20 years of research and is plagiarizing and copying my staffs. So please stay away from David Wong and his criminal escapades. And I just found this out before I did this interview today. So what that means is, the wavelength of the staff is times 4, and guess what the king and queen's chamber in the pyramid is? It's exactly 4 times the height of the staff. So the width of the king and queen's chamber is the wavelength of the staff, the width. Now, the length of the king's chamber is precisely eight lengths of the staff, and it's precise. This is to a thousandth of an inch in accuracy. The height of the pyramid is exactly 112 of these. No decimals left over. That's called perfect resolution. You have no idea how much math I did to be able to give this technology to the world so that people can have these and plug them in. And I keep this on all the time in my house, and all the gems that are in it, because of the piezoelectric effect, they're all vibrating and they're emitting an auric field of energy. And I pick it up at night and many times in the day, and I address the cardinal directions. Well, it's plugged in. You see, I'm actually plugged in at the bottom. I'm emitting from my frequency box a very profound frequency right now, which is the capstone of the Great Pyramid. And so basically, I'm transmitting this frequency, which is going, if I take this meter, my TF2 meter, and I go to radio frequency mode, we can see my staff is emitting. But what is more amazing, I can't do this myself with my own hand, but my other hand way over here, this meter will pick up all the calcium in my body is emitting. So I'm now part of that frequency, which was a process for the adepts to calibrate their nervous system at the wavelength the staff transmits at. And this will transmit at its frequency, and I'll tell you the base number, is 57 point something megahertz. I'm not gonna give you all the numbers right now, but it's 57 point something megahertz, which is really close to the final number, which I have precisely, of the staff of Moses. And it wasn't just Moses. You see, this is where it gets even more mind-blowing. So you go to the God of Moses, which is apparently non-Egyptian, although Moses was trained in all things Egyptian. And guess what? The original tabernacle of Moses, where the Ark of the Covenant was held, was 10 by 10 by 10 royal cubits, right? That's 17.17 feet, using the 20.605 inch royal cubit inch, the most accurate inside the pyramid itself, not in the ruler, because the rulers range between 20.6 and 20.8 inches. So when you have the right royal cubit, you have the right frequency. And when you understand that Moses' original tabernacle is the queen's chamber, it's the same. It's 17.17 feet squared, cubed. And the king's chamber is 17.17 feet times double that, which is 34. Now guess what was called the holy place. Now the ancient Hebrews had a rectangular tent that preceded the Holy of Holies, which was the cube, that was 10 by 20 royal cubits. That's the king's chamber. So why is the God of Moses using the exact same measurements as the pyramid? And that's because the pyramid is not Egyptian. The pyramid was designed by the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days is the ancient one who appeared to the first biblical prophet of Enoch. Now, you're going to see that this is amazing. You're going to see that the pyramid is absolutely tied perfectly. You see, this supremely, supremely God-realized being, goddess-realized being, I include the goddess because the God, goddess created man and woman in the God, goddess image. So that means inside of us is the creation of the entire universe. The crystals, the calcium crystals and the phosphorus crystals, which is most of what our body is made of when we're consumed, and trace metals are cubes under the microscope. You can go on Wikipedia and search calcium, and you go down to the geometry of calcium. It's a cube. And inside the cube are six pyramids. So that's why the material with which we're made out of is magnified in dimension and size as the temple. And the temple had to be measured precisely. And if it was measured precisely, this very specific frequency would vibrate inside of that Holy of Holies. But what this means is the Queen's Chamber is the Holy of Holies of the original Tabernacle of Moses. Now, and the King's Chamber is the preparatory. Now, this is a frequency. What I'm saying is when we talk about raising our frequency, what we lost, and this, you're going to see how this ties into protecting yourself from 5G and all of the microwave towers, which to me, those microwave towers are the staffs of darkness. They are transmitting very disharmonic frequencies all over the planet, and there are millions of these towers, and you can drive around with your TF2 meter in radio frequency mode, and you can see crazy activity on your meter in every town. We are all being interwoven in a web of frequencies right now, no matter where you live. And with these Starlink satellites going up, this web is actually trapping the astral plane of Earth. I'll give you an example. Now, Robert Monroe at the Monroe Institute, who was one of the greatest teachers of out-of-body travel, did an experiment where he surrounded his sleeping area with wires. And then he clipped a box like this, and he transmitted specific frequencies with which he could not get out of his body. This is a guy who could slip in and out of his body like that. He knew how to do it. Every night, he trained people, you know, the binaural beats. I did the training that he did years ago and how to roll out of your body. He couldn't get out with specific frequencies. And believe me, they know what those frequencies are. They know what they are. So the only way for you to get out is to have the precise frequencies of the temple in your house. Now, the sun was the calibrator, the activator of the temple. So when the sun came up, all the electrons in the stone, which is semiconductive material. So metals are conductive and crystalline materials are semiconductive. So a gem is semiconductive. And a semiconductor, if you pulse it with frequencies, will emit an aura. So right now, I'm actually getting the aura of an ametrine, garnet, rubies, and sapphires, right? So I'm actually bathing in that field of gem energy right now. And this was a spiritual practice that the ancients followed. In fact, if you look in your Christian Bible and Matthew, or it's either Matthew or Mark, where Jesus says, when he disperses the 12, you can forget everything except your staff. You got to have your staff. So everyone had to have the staff because the staff was a tradition. It was a lineage. There were 12 staff holders for the 12 tribes of Israel. And we also know that the women had the staffs also because the biblical female prophetesses all had the staff. Now, if we go back to the time of Genesis and what are called the Lost Books of Eden, you will see that the first thing God gives Adam and Eve, and this is a mythology. See, to me, Adam and Eve is not the story of the first humans. It's a regenesis. It was a recalibrated human being who took in this proverbial duality. So they went from singularity, living in this massive field of love and light with God, and they got sucked in by the serpent energy to go into duality, good and evil. And good and evil causes judgment, right? Because you have to decide what's good and what's evil. And nobody agrees. Everybody fights. So the offspring kill each other, and they get Cain and Abel, get in a fight. And that's because that duality is poison. It's a poison that you take in. So God knew that Adam and Eve, this new calibrated regenesis human being, was going to fall out of singularity into duality. And God gave them a staff. And by this staff, at this frequency, they could communicate through that dual poison. See, the duality causes judgment. That's what it is. Before that, there's no judgment, right? Jesus said in Matthew 6:22, if thine eye be single, meaning non-dual, you'll be full of light. Thine eye will be full of light, which is confirmed in the Gospel of Thomas. Now, it turns out that singular light versus dual light is pure positive. So I'm actually only transmitting positive through my staff. I don't have any negative going through it. And you can read it on a meter. You can read it off a meter off my body. Now, what happens next is that it's called the Temple Scroll, which is part of the Dead Sea Scrolls. This is really going to blow your mind, because in the Temple Scroll, God tells Moses to build a new Holy of Holies, 280 cubits. And it was recently proven that the Temple Scroll was printed with some type of 3D printing technology. You can read about this online. But 280 cubits times 20.605 inches per cubit, royal cubit, is the height of the Great Pyramid. So what is the God of Moses doing, telling him to make a new cube? Remember, the calcium in your body and the phosphorus are both cubes with pyramids inside. Six pyramids in a cube. That's what we look like on the inside. And those are crystals. And the crystals in your body, all you have to do is, through the piezoelectric effect, apply frequency transmission, and those crystals emit light. So your body is emitting light when you are vibrating it with proper frequencies, not improper frequencies. So therefore, your crystals start to light up, and that produces unimaginable bliss and ecstasy in the nervous system. You don't need ayahuasca. You don't need any plants. I'm telling you this. I've been doing this for 45 years. I've lived with Osho, Baba Haridas, Swami Sham, Mother Mira. I've hung out with all of them. I was so into the yoga and the spirituality, and I was trying to find out, like, yeah, there's a lot of peace in my meditation. And sometimes if I work really hard, you feel this incredible cosmic oneness. But what's happening now that I'm doing the frequencies, there's so much bliss and ecstasy. It's exactly what these gurus promised us. They said there's going to be all this blinding bliss. And it gets so blinding at times. I'm telling you, it's like I'm a mini sun. And it's not adrenaline. It's not an adrenaline high will rise and you'll laugh and, you know, haha, you're going to laugh. And then all of a sudden it goes down. This stays there for hours, this supreme ecstasy. And there are qualities in the ecstasy that are unnameable. All of this by activating the crystals within the physiology of what you're made out of, what you're actually made out of. And so the Holy of Holies in the Temple Scroll, being the same height of the Great Pyramid, 280 cubits times 20.605 inches, you have to use the 20.605 inches, which takes you to, nobody has resolved the actual height of the Great Pyramid to 100% accuracy. It's sitting around 99 point something percent, but it comes to, Le Mesurier basically relied on the probably the most precise measurements ever given. It was 480.69 feet. Now that's using our feet. Now guess what happens? Go on a calculator, type in 480.69 feet times the golden ratio, 1.618033988. It comes to exactly 777.7 7.77 feet precisely. Now, the height of the Great Pyramid itself, if it's the same as, see, there are three Holy of Holies. There are three of them. One is at the time of when the ancient Hebrew Israelites were traveling with the Ark of the Covenant. And the Ark of the Covenant, I've decoded all the frequencies in the Ark of the Covenant. I have all of them for the people who use my various devices. So you can have 10 octaves of the Ark of the Covenant in your house or in your temple coming out of one of my coil systems here with a regular stereo amplifier connected to it. Now, but what happens is the temple called the Holy of Holies, it basically does an octave leap, because at the time of Solomon builds the Holy of Holies 20 by 20 by 20 royal cubits, right? And then the holy place, which is the rectangular temple that leads into the Holy of Holies, doubles also. But then it goes to another leap in the temple scroll to 280 cubits. So what this does is it unifies the pyramid as a temple to the biblical God of the prophets and the angels. So when the angel comes down in the book of Ezekiel holding a 6-cubit staff, I have that frequency for a 6-cubit staff, which you can transmit in your space. How are you going to protect your house from 5G, even 4G, even 3G? We are surrounded. It's like a constant spider's web everywhere you go. If you get one of these TF2 meters from trifield.com, it's going to shock you that there's nowhere your nervous system is free lest you go hiking up into the trails in the mountains. And I've even taken one of these, and in our house, I can hold it to my wife's head and take it away. And there's, because this is calcium, very, very high frequency, low, tiny, tiny wavelength frequencies, the size of a raindrop, 5G, can go through the eye sockets, and they start bouncing around inside the skull. And, you know, part of them will radiate through the skull, and part of them will get trapped in there for hours. So then I can take my wife up on the side of the mountain away from the city, and I can test her on the tri-field, and it's zero. So I know what's actually occurring. Is everybody's skulls, these frequencies are bouncing around inside of your head. And the problem is they're the wrong frequencies. They're not the frequencies of the music scale of the angels. Now, I've determined the entire music scale of the frequencies of the angels. We don't even have enough time to go into all of my work. But what I have now is I have developed a series of coils of different sizes that you can put in your house, connect to a stereo amplifier. You can see these at davidsereda.co, like company. Sereda is S-E-R-E-D-A. And I also now just came out with these, because before we go more into frequencies, I just want to demonstrate this. This and is a small
David,
coil.
just so we know, we got about less than 10 minutes, so we can talk about this, and then we'll get close to a conclusion shortly.
Okay, so this happened to me recently. I wanted to come up with a coil that you could put in your car and that actually you can put on your head. So I woke up, this was only about a week ago, you know, and granted, you know, I'm pretty healthy. I was a vegetarian for 42 years and do yoga and a very physically fit person. Did a lot of skiing, skydiving. I was a tree planter for 23 years. So I planted over 1.5 million trees myself with my own hands, which was an enormous yoga. And so I wanted people to be able to have frequencies on a budget where, you know, depending on where they're at, you can either use stereo headphones to listen to frequencies, which is the weakest way to get frequencies. Or you can get one of these coils that plugs straight into your phone. Now, the other morning I woke up and in front of my eyes were all these jagged, bright lines. And I thought maybe I might be having a stroke or something. I started doing jumping jacks and yoga. And I'm like, what's going on? They're not going away. I couldn't even read the text on my phone. So luckily, I just made one of these, put it on my head, plugged it right into my phone. and put in two incredible frequencies from the King and Queen's chamber. In 1 minute, it was all gone. And it never came back, like days later. And the energy field coming off of these with the amplifier in your phone is actually significant. It's incredibly significant. And these are, you know, these systems with the training start at $600. And then what I have are on my website are all of these frequency libraries. So there's huge libraries of frequencies that I've decoded over the years in various temples. And also I want to point out that I took my family to Chaco Canyon, New Mexico, and this was really a surprise. You go into Chaco Canyon and you see those sacred circles made out of the stones. And I go in there with my Leica laser, which I have around here somewhere, with my kids, and we measure one, and it's a perfect holy of holies. I mean perfect, 99.99% perfect. And what that tells us is this temple measurement of a holy of holies, perfect measurement, which is 34.34 feet inner, is a frequency. And I know the frequency of that circle, right? And you can, the beauty now is you don't need to build this super massive temple. You can just transmit these harmonic frequencies to recalibrate the local field of your house, your workspace, or your spiritual center, so that you can, when all these microwaves are coming in from the cell phone towers, your space stays calibrated. And so I know we don't have that much more time, but there's one very important thing that was on the agenda. I know a lot of people are concerned about the vaccines containing an implant, a microchip or a nano chip, which nano means billionth of a meter in size chip. Now, I know if you happen to get one of these in your body, what you do is you take the tri-field meter and you have to be in RF radio frequency mode. You have to go into the forest and you have to find out where it is. Where did they give you the vaccine? Where did the chip land in your body? And it will be transmitting radio frequencies. Once you know where it is, the way to disable it is quite simple but painful. No, you're not going to stick a needle in your arm and pull it out. What you're going to do is get someone who has a Tesla coil. And with caution, you have to be electrically grounded before you do this. Your body has to, you have to have bare feet connected to a charge plate to ground. And you're going to run a Tesla spark off a Tesla coil, preferably a smaller Tesla coil. It will fry the chip in 1 second. Yes, it'll hurt for about a second. It will not hurt you. I've received Tesla sparks in my lab many times that have hit me all over the place. And yes, it hurts, but that chip is dead. There's no way a nano chip can handle a quarter of a million volts. And a quarter million volts would be a small Tesla coil. Now, Tesla himself would put his hands and run millions of volts through his body. And he lived to be almost 90 years old. I think it was 87. So we know these things. See, it's not frequency that harms the body. There are certain frequencies that are very destructive to the body. There are very precise frequencies, which have taken me 30 years to calibrate, that are temple frequencies that are beneficial to turning on your light body. And light, real light, is emitted from the crystals in the actual crystal content of both the conductive and semiconductive materials in your body. So yes, it's good to take magnesium every day. Living in a high frequency environment, take colloidal gold, take colloidal silver, because the more conductive, semiconductive quality crystals you have in your diet, when you start working with frequencies, very precise frequencies, then you're going to feel it more. Brown rice is very high in magnesium, by the way, so it's a good place to get, you got to get your magnesium levels up to live in this matrix right now. But so you can disable those chips, have to be electrically grounded, or you might cause some cellular damage, but that will utterly fry the chip. The other thing is, If you live near a microwave tower and you're very disturbed, what you have to do, and I've tested this. I mean, I'm probably one of the only people who've actually tested it properly. This building here is all metal on the outside. But if that metal is not connected to electrical ground, it won't block anything. But if I have a wall, let's say I live in Manhattan or Los Angeles, and my microwave tower's over there, just block two walls. Put up two huge sheets of steel on the inside of your apartment, and then hang your art on top of that, paint over it, whatever. But then you drill a hole in the bottom, connect a wire, connect it to the three-prong outlet on your plug, is the third one, is your ground, and then you have a grounded sheet that will block all the radiation coming from that wall. So you're protected. There are better ways to do that, in that you can have harmonic dimensions to your steel charge plate. You can do the same with a smart meter, by the way. Take a quarter inch of steel plate, make it three times as wide as the smart meter, put it on the wall on the inside, connect it to electrical ground, no radiation will pass through that plate from your smart meter. So that's how you protect yourself. The most important thing to do is to recalibrate. Please see my site at davidcerita.co, my company. Stay away from David Wong. He worked for me for 2 years. He's a fraud. He's copying all my technology, claiming it's his. And the guy is a criminal beyond belief.
David, thank you so much for sharing not only your knowledge, but also your experience on this. And again, something that's just been accumulated over years of devotion and passion, and it definitely shows. So thank you so much. And we got just a couple more minutes here before we bring on our next interview with Laura Eisenhower. But just to give you another opportunity here to just be able to let people know how they can connect further with you and any just other practical tips and tricks relative to being able to hone our own frequencies. Just passing back to you, David, and just let people know where they can connect further and closing thoughts.
First of all, Brendan, I've made my systems affordable for everybody, because we can start using headphones and listening to the frequencies at low volumes. There's a whole training to do that. The second level starts with the mini coils that plug into your phone. And from there, we have staffs, scepters, that are both high frequency tools to start activating the correct temple frequencies within, so that the human light body temple is better activated. And then there's a course that I offer on my website, you know, from 40 years of meditation experience, what techniques really work to produce this really seriously noticeable bliss consciousness within, and love, tremendous, tremendous love states. And I mean, I could talk for hours just about that, but it's really important to really do this. Like, don't just sit there saying, well, this is great information, and don't do anything. Because what happens is, with all these frequencies we're being surrounded by, and again, I urge you to get one of these TF2 meters so you can see it yourself, is because you're conductive at your core, you're picking it all up, and it is ruining you. It's ruining everybody. In fact, if you look at the history of the birth of the internet, and as we increase the power and we increase the frequency and the size scale of those frequency waves, we're destroying not only humans, but plants and animals and everything. And look at the violence. Look at you can see the increase in violence, the increase in irrationality. Like, there's no rationality anymore. There's no morality. With child trafficking, a crime that is beyond anything even written in the Bible. Like, there was no prediction that children would be trafficked for sex in the book of Revelation. This is disgusting. Human beings their brains are getting melted. So don't just sit there. Go to my website and learn what frequencies are. What does it mean to raise your frequency? You don't just raise your frequency to any old frequency. You have to be at the right pitch, the right calibration, and learn what octaves are to move through your whole system and keep sweeping these harmonic octaves through your system, so that you are truly switched on and you're having visions and you're expanding your creativity. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing a human being needs is continuous access to real bliss, real authentic bliss. And without that bliss, we have massive drug addiction. And now you see the suicides in many regions are higher than the coronavirus deaths. I know in my province of British Columbia, Canada, our suicides in the last 8 months are past 1,100, and we only have 200 and something coronavirus deaths. So where is that coming from? Where is it coming from? We're not learning how to activate this bliss body. So please come to my website, join my inner circle. I have weekly trainings and meetings. The inner circle is only $50 a month. Please come and participate and see what's going on. So I really appreciate Neil and Brendan and just the fact that this panel is here and that I can speak to a few hundred people who are actually listening. Thank you guys so much.
That was the amazing David Sarita. Thank you so much, David. And do go ahead and check him out. Check out his info. He's coming up with some amazing technologies and new technologies that's really utilizing the concepts of frequency, sound, and quantum physics in order to achieve certain levels of consciousness and healing properties. So go ahead and check him out. Just a couple of announcements before we go for the day. And I did promise that we're going to do some poetry during some of these podcasts. So I figured, you know, it would be good to kind of start out the first one with some poetry, you know? So firstly, this weekend, we do have two events coming up, Sacred Sites Online Conference and Psychedelic Awareness Plant and Plant Medicine Conference. So if you want to check that out, go to Portal to Ascension, sign up there. If you're listening to this past the weekend of 12/12/20, then you can actually go to the past events page and sign up on the past events and take a look at that over there. And then after that, we have a Q&A coming up on December 19th with Laura Eisenhower. It's a 3-hour Q&A only webinar. And basically, we do so many events with her, and people want to ask her questions, but she never has enough time to answer these questions. So we're doing an exclusive event where people can ask questions. And I've just started recently doing this over the last year and a half or so with different speakers. So if you want to attend that, check that out on our website. And the day after that, we're going to be with Geraldine Orozco during the Human Hybridization Program, talking about the different ET races and the hybridization agenda and what different hybrids are connected to Earth and how some hybrids cannot even exist or live on Earth because of their physiology. So go ahead and you can find those events at portaltoascension.org under online events. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you very, very much for being a part of the first Portal to Ascension, resurrected, new, but also happened before, Portal to Ascension podcast, in which we're going to be dropping a lot of knowledge, a lot of awareness, a lot of inspiration, a lot of empowerment, and utmost love, pure love. So I'm going to end this with a little poem, and then we'll close out for the day. This one's called Meditate and Levitate. And again, you can check me out, MC_Resonance on Instagram. And you can also check me out, MC Resonance, on YouTube. And then go ahead and check us out and join our Portal to Ascension YouTube as well and Portal to Ascension fan page on Facebook. Meditate and levitate. Meditate and levitate. Waves of frequencies resonate higher. I'm connected to the provider, source of cosmic energy. We're going to be one single entity, expansion remedied. Oneness must breathe, exhale and let free, consciousness to be, experiences of you and me. Souls of interdimensional beings to feel, hear, and see this third-dimensional planetary existence. All time can be found in one instance. In this realm of linearity, atoms in anarchy, quantum polarity, the epitome of creation. Facing our egos, acquiring patience, waiting to let go of our nations, and join the federation of souls that will take us to the fifth world. Love you all so much. See you guys tomorrow.